From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Two human rights groups published reports today on how the U.S. drone strike program is affecting innocent civilians in Pakistan and Yemen. In Pakistan, there was strong evidence that more than 30 were killed in just four attacks.
So what does all of this mean for a program that the U.S. has touted as a surgical success, killing largely al-Qaeda and Taliban leaders? Bruce Auster is NPR National Security Editor. Bruce, welcome.
Hi, Robin.
And we're talking about two very different reports. So just outline the findings.
Sure. Well, the reports are by two groups. One is Human Rights Watch. The other is Amnesty International. And they each look at a different country. So Human Rights Watch looks at Yemen, where the U.S. Conducts these kinds of strikes. Amnesty looks at Pakistan, specifically tribal areas in Pakistan. This is where the vast majority of the drone strikes have taken place. And the findings are basically that they've documented the killings of civilians in both of these countries, and they've made accusations about possible violations of international law, largely because of the killing of civilians, and also because of slightly more legalistic things, but involving like the targeting of people who the report might dispute are legitimate targets, people who would be considered legitimately armed combatants. Based on the findings, the report recommends investigations, thorough looks on the ground at what actually happened in each of these kinds of strikes, compensation for the families of victims, and more accountability, acknowledgement by the United States of the program. Certainly for years, the U.S. didn't acknowledge the CIA drone program even existed.
So you've said two things here. You've said that the reports both found the killing of civilians, and also they disputed that the killing of other people was killing of armed combatants. They are saying that they actually might have been unarmed civilians. They're disputing some of that. But the news that civilians are killed in the U.S. drone program is not new. So what is in these studies?
What I think is different about these is that they are case studies. They don't try to provide a comprehensive look at everything that's happened in the drone strike program over all these years, but they've picked a handful of cases. So in Yemen, for example, Human Rights Watch looked at six specific cases, five of them involving drone strikes, one did not. And in Pakistan, they looked at nine cases between January 2012 and August of this year. So they really tried to get down into specific cases. And the effect of that is that you actually find out a little bit more about these are real people who were killed. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, they're finding that, according to their reporting, that civilians were killed, but then you get to get a sense of who these people might have been. So, for example, the Amnesty report cites someone in Pakistan, a 68-year-old grandmother, who apparently is out gathering vegetables in her family's field when suddenly she's just blasted from the sky. Mm-hmm. Her family is around. They see this. A year later, no acknowledgement from the United States that it was responsible for this action, no compensation. That's not the kind of thing you hear all the time. You hear usually numbers, not people. Another case in Pakistan, 18 laborers killed, people who had apparently been working during the day in fields. They go back to a tent for dinner, a missile hits the tent, kills them, and then people who rush to help get hit by a second missile. So again, real human beings getting killed. And what's also interesting is just how they did it. You know, Amnesty did 60 interviews with survivors of the strikes, family members, witnesses. So they didn't have total access to these very dangerous regions, but they got in and they have, there's much more texture here than we're used to in the past.
Yeah. Well, the New York Times also profiles a village in that tribal area in Pakistan that Amnesty International looked at. And they say there's constant tension because of drones striking, but also just circling, people gobbling up antidepressants to live with that tension. But the Times also says that that town they profile is an outlier, that is unusual for the overall U.S. drone campaign. So what does the report conclude? Is this happening in just some areas that would tend to harbor more al-Qaeda or Taliban leaders, or is this across the board with the drone program that they're striking more civilians?
I think that the program still focuses on people who are considered legitimate targets, but there's no question, and the president has acknowledged that civilians do get killed. The psychological point is important. These people know that these things are up ahead. If you've ever looked at a map of Pakistan and looked at where these strikes happen, the little markers indicating where they happened are all in the same place. They're all in this sort of area of Waziristan in Pakistan, and it's remarkable. You can imagine what it's like for people who are living there to know these things are up above above. You can't see them, but you can hear them. Mm-hmm. Now, the Obama administration, for its part, has claimed that the strikes are necessary and legitimate. You know, and the human rights groups will acknowledge that there are dangerous people operating in these areas, Taliban, groups linked with al-Qaeda. The president's speech at National Defense University, an important speech back in May, acknowledged the practical and moral questions that are raised by the use of drones. But the White House's point of view would be, what are our alternatives? If we don't use these, there are people here who do need to be taken off the battlefield. Alternatives could be worse. Airstrikes from fighter jets, for example, would kill more people than drones might. So there is no good answer.
And, of course, they also point out that boots on the ground, U.S. troops, have not had positive results either. NPR National Security Editor Bruce Auster on two reports out today on the innocent civilians killed in the U.S. drone campaigns in Pakistan and Yemen. Bruce, thanks so much.
Sure.